many people sit quietly for 10 or 20 minutes first thing in the morning after washing up as a way to calm and focus the mind before launching into their day. Others take a break at midday or in the evening to get refreshed. But as Jon Kabat-Zinn well knows, there can be nothing harder than sitting still.
If meditation's all about paying attention, then the first thing that you notice when you start to pay attention is how impossibly jumpy the mind is, so that it is very hard to pay attention to any one thing for any period of time, because the mind is so agitated that it distracts itself virtually moment by moment. It doesn't even need outside distractions.
And this is entirely normal.
It's totally normal, and everybody experiences it as soon as they start paying attention. And then you think, oh my goodness, I could never meditate because my mind is like a train wreck. But the fact is, everybody's mind isn't like that. It's like the ocean. On the surface, it waves. And if you just identify with the surface, then you think, well, on a nice calm day, it'd be wonderful, but who wants all these waves? And so you try to shut down the waves and make the mind calm. That's an absolute catastrophe. You'll just give yourself a headache. But if you learn how to drop underneath the ocean 20 or 30 or 40 feet, even in the midst of a typhoon or a hurricane, it's just very calm, gentle undulations. It's the same with the mind. If you learn to befriend the whole depth of the mind, then thoughts and emotions can flitter along on the surface, sometimes more agitated, sometimes less, depending on what's going on in your life. But you can always tap into a level of calm that's present all the time.
Jon Kabat-Zinn, author of Coming to Our Senses, earned a doctorate in molecular biology from MIT and blended his love for science with a deepening interest in the practice of meditation. He became fascinated with the mind-body connection, how our thoughts and emotions affect our health, and later directed the Stress Reduction Clinic at the University of Massachusetts Medical School, where he is Emeritus Professor of Medicine.
It's not a matter of forcing the mind to be calm. It's finding those domains of mind that are already calm and then learning how to inhabit them.
And so how does one tap into those calmer waters?
Well, there are many, many different ways to do that, but one of the most pervasive and one of the most effective for beginners is to become more friendly with your own breathing. And then notice that you have choices as to where you even pay attention to the sensations of breathing. And if you learn to pay attention to the sensations of breathing associated with the movements of your belly as the air comes down into the lungs and as the air leaves the lungs, the belly actually balloons out. And if you can sort of learn to ride on the waves of the breath moving in the belly, it carries your attention away from the head, where everything is very agitated to begin with. And it has a natural calming ability. So by learning how to attend to the breath, you're actually teaching yourself how to calm down. And it's almost like a natural tranquilizer. But that's not the most powerful thing that happens. The most powerful thing that happens with meditation is at the same time as you're cultivating calmness, you're also cultivating mindfulness or deep seeing into what's actually unfolding moment by moment. So you're not trying to put yourself into some kind of calm stupor, but instead it becomes like a vivid and lucid awareness of what's actually unfolding moment by moment.
So you're very alert.
Very alert. And that means you can respond to stressful stimuli or changes in the environment or changes in your own mind and body much more effectively than if you are in some calm stupor that you want to stay in and don't want to deal with anything real that's happening in your life.
So you're not putting yourself to sleep. You're actually waking yourself up.
The waking up is a very good metaphor for what this is all about. It's actually waking up to the actuality of our lives and not getting caught in either some kind of quietistic stupor, which often people think of when they think of meditation. They think of just becoming like a zombie or, just sort of navel gazing or something like that, or some kind of quietude that is very calming and feels very good. But if you can't function in the world, that's useless. So this is really the cultivation of a certain kind of calmness and stability of mind that's extremely alert and is very much in the present moment, and that allows you to respond instantly rather than react mindlessly to a continually changing field of inner and outer objects.
So your awareness is simply heightened.
Exactly. And what mindfulness is best described as is awareness, but it's a particular kind of awareness. It's an awareness that is cultivated by paying attention moment by moment, in the present moment, non-judgmentally. And we're so conditioned to judge everything as whether it like it or don't like it, that very often it's impossible to actually get out of our own way enough to drop in on the kind of awareness we're talking about. But everybody already has it. It's not like you have to synthesize it. It's a natural part of being human. But it isn't taught, it isn't pointed out to us in kindergarten or in grade school.